It is becoming increasingly clear from weeks of reporting and investigations, and yes, it's fair to say leaks from those investigations, in some cases from leakers with an axe to grind with the White House, that the Trump effort to get Obama-era and European Union sanctions imposed on Russia after the war in Ukraine began, and the Trump team's sympathy with Vladimir Putin was active very early in the campaign, in the transition. And as new reporting reveals, as soon as President Trump took office, Trump and his administration reportedly moved quickly to try to lift economic sanctions and return diplomatic compounds to Russia in an effort to extend goodwill and normalize relations with the Kremlin. As quickly, former officials scrambled to lobby lawmakers to block the moves by making the sanctions more immune to being lifted by executive order. One of those former officials was Tom Malinowski, a former Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor under the Obama administration, who noticed an aggressive Trump anti-sanctions initiative well before he officially left office.
During the transition, when I was still, of course, a member of the Obama administration, we were very, very focused on ensuring that any evidence in the possession of the U.S. government leading to suggesting that there was this kind of collusion, that that evidence be properly preserved, that it be shared in appropriate ways with cleared members of the United States Congress who could continue an investigation after the presidential transition. And then immediately after the transition, I had left the administration, but I picked up alarm bells from career folks who were still in the government that, in fact, the Trump team may have been moving to reach some sort of deal with the Russians that would include lifting the sanctions. I and others alerted members of Congress to this possibility and urged the Congress to, as a safeguard, enact into law the sanctions that President Obama imposed by executive order. And in fact, Senator Cardin of Maryland, Senator McCain, Senator Graham, Senator Rubio, a bipartisan group of senators did introduce legislation to do that, and that legislation is still pending.
People could debate policy, but it's fair to say that you were just really alarmed by the idea that this reversal should happen so quickly.
The sanctions were put into place for a very good and important reason. Russia invaded a neighboring country because it was upset about really the progress of democracy in that country. It seized territory, the peninsula of Crimea, the first since World War II effort by great power in Europe to try to seize territory by force. We in the Obama administration, joined by a absolutely rock-solid bipartisan consensus, Republicans and Democrats, believed that this was a serious threat to the post-World War II international system and to ultimately the security of the United States. The sanctions were imposed with a clear condition that Russia meet its obligations under agreements that it signed to get out of Ukraine before the sanctions would be lifted. What we were afraid of is that they would lift the sanctions in effect for nothing. Russia would not meet its side of the bargain, and we would simply make that concession. So fortunately, it did not happen. I think it did not happen primarily because Congress did raise very serious alarms, because General Flynn was fired, and because of a lot of really excellent investigative journalism that has increased the heat on the administration and I think made it politically hard for them to make concessions to Russia that would add fuel to the fire of these suspicions that there was a pre-election deal. But it's still something we have to be vigilant about.
Is it generally the case that what looks to be a huge international power struggle would go on in the middle of the transition, as opposed to everything else that's supposed to be happening, hiring people, learning about who goes to what office, that sort of thing?
It's really, really bizarre. First of all, when I first learned that Trump transition officials were talking to the Russians, my reaction was, oh, you know, that's normal. And I assume we know that because they made those contacts through our State Department switchboard. So that's normally how it works. A transition team will begin to make contacts with countries around the world, and they'll do it by putting their phone calls through the State Department Operations Center or the White House Situation Room, and it's all done in a very open and transparent way, and they're not making foreign policy yet. They're just getting to know their future international counterparts. What we found hard to believe and quite shocking was that they were actually not going through the established communications channels of the U.S. government, that they were doing this on their own. And at that point, we had no idea what the content of these conversations were, but certainly it gave rise to a lot of suspicions. And why were they in such a rush is another question. They were going to take over the reins in just a few weeks. They would have plenty of time to formulate policy, hopefully in consultation with career professionals in the intelligence community, in the State Department, and in our military. And yet there seemed to be this rush to do something mysterious. And, you know, certainly it intensifies my suspicions that this was more than just ordinary policymaking, that it was in fact the culmination of what might well have been collusion during the campaign. And the truth is absolutely discoverable here, and I think will in time be known to the American people. Whether we're going to know through some hearing or through some other means, I don't know, but I'm confident of this.
Tom Malinowski is a former Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor under the Obama administration. Mr. Malinowski, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.